News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Would you support a call to lower the voting age to 16 years of age? Joining us to discuss this is Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne and Noel Howard from Social Care Ireland. Malcolm Byrne, you believe 16-year-olds should have the vote. Tell us why.
Yes, Shane. Good morning.
Morning.
I proposed this at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting on Wednesday night as part of a suite of measures about encouraging youth participation and also a new deal for young people as we come out of this, out of COVID. And I think young people have shown that they have the maturity and the interest in political issues, and whether it's on climate change or human rights or on having youth facilities within their communities. This was recommended in 2013 by the Convention on the Future of the Constitution. So it was considered in detail by the convention, which, as we know, has made a number of recommendations around constitutional change. The reduction in voting age has been in place in a number of other countries, and it's worked quite well. Austria was the first EU country to do it in 2007. But it's, it's also in Argentina, in Brazil, in Scotland, in Wales, and a lot of the German Länder. And what I'm proposing is for the local and European elections in 2024 that we look at reducing it to 16.
Noel Howard from Social Care Ireland, do you agree?
No, I don't. Voting is a privilege, but it's a huge responsibility. And at the moment, for example, a 16-year-old can't ring the Late Late Show on a Friday night to see can they win €10,000, whatever the prize is. They can't buy a lottery scratch card. They can't get married. They can't get a mortgage. And we are saying that they should have this huge responsibility placed on them, when in fact, at that age, they are the least politically informed, the least politically experienced, and the least mature in terms of making long-term decisions. Because we now know that childhood and adolescence goes far beyond, in terms of maturity and the development of the brain, goes far beyond 16.
All right. How about that? How about that, Malcolm Byrne? They can't buy a drink, they can't get married, but you want them to have the vote.
But we determine and we set different age limits at different things around people's ability to do certain things. But I certainly do believe that young people are mature. If we look, for instance, one of the big debates earlier this year was around the Leaving Cert and what happens with the Leaving Cert. And I think one of the most mature and professional contributions came from the Irish Second Level Students Union. They didn't walk out of any talks. They put across their case very effectively and very well. And I have to say, I'm inspired by when you hear young people talking about climate change or human rights, when you see some of the winners at the BT Young Scientist.
How about that, Noel Howard? I mean, should Greta Thunberg not have the vote when she's 16?
Absolutely, but without getting into Greta Thunberg and her whole attitude, I mean, one of the things is that at that age, and it's research has shown this, nuances are very unclear to people at that age. Things are very black and very white. And the fact of the matter is that a child is a child until they're 18. There is no doubt about that. And recently, the judge in the juvenile court in Dublin, Judge John O'Connor, said again, he made that point, that childhood and adolescence continues into the early 20s. They're not mini adults, they are children. And the unintended consequences of something like this, I think, are something that should be looked at.
Well, the
in-camera rule, I mean, if you can vote, if you're on the electoral register at 16, surely you can be named if you're charged with a crime. At the moment, there is anonymity, and that's a good thing.
You're confusing the issues there, Noel, I think, in fairness. I mean, this can't be done, obviously, on its own, and we've seen, you know, a lot of emphasis on political education and the CPSE and politics and society programs in schools. So look, I don't certainly favour it on its own. But all of the evidence, if we look at the evidence from Austria, from what's happened in Scotland, all of the evidence shows that young people actually who are politically engaged become even more politically engaged.
Okay, last word to you, Noel Howard.
Well, I think there is a certain level of political expedience here. I mean, the political parties know that if they get young people at that age, they will be open to being exploited. Absolutely. And I think politicians will tell young
totally
people.
I disagree.
But perhaps Malcolm, but I think that's true. I
mean, Malcolm, exploitation potentially?
I totally disagree. Briefly. I mean, the evidence, if we look at Austria, what actually happens is you don't see a major change in voting patterns with regards to the political parties. But what you do see is a lot more issues of concern to young people on the political agenda. And I think this is what we've got to do, particularly coming out of this COVID period, look at the new society we can create for young people.
We will leave it there. Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne and Noel Hard from Social Care Ireland. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let's